From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. You might think that plants are stationary, but did you know they can dance? Many flowers do a daily sun dance, swinging from east to west to produce more pollen and attract insect pollinators. They make this movement using two methods. Plants contain a compound called phototropin that responds to being in shadow by causing cells to elongate. In this way, the dark side of the plant grows longer, which curves the other, slower-growing side toward the light. All plants do this, but the sunflower is special. It can elongate its cells every minute. Each day as the sun moves westward, cells on the east side of the stem just beneath the flower grow, tilting the flower head westward to follow the sun. At night, the west side grows, pushing the flower back toward the east to greet the morning sun. The sunflower will do this daily dance until fully mature, when it stops growing, usually with the head facing east. Other plants in the sunflower family, like daisies and dandelions, can also follow the sun, but use a different method. They pump potassium and water across cell membranes to inflate or deflate cells, thereby bending the stem. Using these methods, many plants can change their orientation, not only to light, but moisture, gravity, and other stimuli. Not exactly dancing, but moving in rhythm more than we might think. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Fund. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.